Hello and welcome to Catholic Elements, a production of the Catholic Laboratory, a podcast about the Catholic faith and science. My name is Ian Maxfield, and in these short presentations I'd like to share with you some of the names and events associated with the Catholic faith that made their mark this week in the great history of science. These people are the essential elements of the Catholic Church's incredible contribution to the sciences. This week sees the anniversary of the birth of a great amongst Catholic prehistorians and anthropologists. Hugo Obermeier spent his childhood and the early part of his student years in Regensburg. In 1900, he was ordained as a lay priest, and between 1901 and 1904, he studied prehistoric archaeology, physical geography, geology, paleontology, ethnology, German philology, and human anatomy. In 1904, he gained a doctorate with a dissertation on the diffusion of humankind during the Ice Age in Middle Europe. Only 4 years later, he qualified as a lecturer, and in 1909, despite opposition from his former teacher, he became an unsalaried university lecturer in Vienna. In 1911, he took up a professional post at the newly founded Institute of Human Paleontology in Paris, which he held until the outbreak of the First World War. In that period, he was working with the Pope of Paleontology, Abbé Henri Briol, at the caves of El Castillo in Spain. He dug at the cave of Altamira from 1924 to 1925 and collaborated with Abbé Briol in their publication in 1935. During this time, he was under pressure to place his science at the disposal of nationalistic and racialist interests in 1930s Germany. He resisted. Obermeier died after a long illness on the 12th of November 1946. The scientific contributions of Hugo Obermeier lay primarily in research into the Old Stone Age, which he was one of the first to recognise as being a field for serious scientific research. In order to pay respect to his memory and equally to advance scientific investigations into the Paleolithic, on the 23rd of June 1951, archaeologists, geologists, paleontologists and anthropologists formed a society in his honour. Later in 1956, the name Hugo Obermeier Society for Quaternary Research and Archaeology of the Stone Age was adopted. If you like this Catholic Elements presentation and would like to know more about the Catholic Church and its contribution to the sciences, please visit the Catholic Laboratory. We're on the web at catholiclab.net. You can also like our Facebook fan page or follow us on Twitter. And of course, you can listen to the podcast. Details of how you can bond with us are available from the website.